It's time for your Green and Gold update on Wisconsin Sports Daily, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook
on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan,
with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer.
All right, let's get to our guy, Chad Ryder. Follow him on Twitter at Chad_Ryder, NFL.com, NFL draft analyst. Chad, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you bet, Sparky.
All right, so last time we talked, you were teasing the fact that this three-round mock draft was coming, and it has come and is out currently. And I would like to talk about the top of the draft before we get to the Packers part of the draft at this point. If the Tennessee Titans at one decided that they weren't going to take a quarterback and they decided they were going to take Abdul Carter instead, how critical would you be of that decision?
Well, I think that would have to be, they would have to have a veteran quarterback in place. If they go out and get Sam Darnold or somebody like that, fine. But in terms of where that franchise is going, they've tried to go the quote deep route by getting Will Levis in the second round last time, and that has not worked out for them. So I think Cam Ward is a really good quarterback, and you need one of those in a very difficult AFC to get to the playoffs. And I think it would be tough for them to make it through. If they want to write off this year and hope to have another bad record and try to get another quarterback next year, then, you know, that's their call. But I don't think teams look at their upcoming season that way. So, I would have to, if they don't sign a veteran quarterback, I would have to question that move.
Okay. As pointed out in here, Mike Borgans, how do you say his name? Borgansi's comments, yeah. The general manager of the Titans, said that talking about taking a generational talent. I've not heard anybody say that about Cam Ward. How do you view Cam Ward?
I think he and Hunter and Carter are the top three players in this class. And honestly, I don't really listen to what GMs say, especially in January or February after they've just been hired. He's got to like tone down his approach a little bit. You know, he kind of backed off that in future interviews, a little bit too, but, look, Travis Hunter's a great player. Abdul Carter's a great player. Those two aren't pushing this team to the next level in the AFC. They're not, unless you want to wait one or 2 years to find your quarterback, which I don't think most teams want to do. So, I pay more attention to what I see than what I hear this time of year.
When we talk about Borgansi himself and kind of the idea of what he's been through and where he's been along the way, a majority of his time obviously came with the Kansas City Chiefs and how they went about doing their business. They had Alex Smith. They took Patrick Mahomes at that point. You know, if the Tennessee Titans decide, you know what, we're going to take Aaron Rodgers for 1 or 2 years and wait on taking that quarterback until next year or taking a quarterback in the second round or something like that, would you be in favor of that or against that?
If they have the veteran quarterback in place, then absolutely they should go get Carter or Hunter, you know, whoever they like better. But without that veteran there, I don't think. And frankly, you know, I think I would be going and getting the veteran hasn't worked out that great for a lot of teams. The Steelers, the Falcons, you can kind of Denver Broncos. It doesn't always work that great. So to me, if I got a guy who I think is going to be a really good starter in the league for a long time, like a Cam Ward, then, you know, I take him.
All right, let's talk about the Packers, where you have them taking there in the first round at pick 23 on NFL.com. Talking with Chad Ryder. Follow him on Twitter at Chad_Ryder here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy Sparky with you. I got to tell you, I'm going to cringe a little bit because you have them taking another Georgia player. And with all due respect, I don't think this has worked out all that well. But now Mykal Williams, an edge from Georgia. Tell me about him.
Well, I think if he lasts that long in the first round, I don't think they'll have much of a choice but to latch onto him. He's a pretty talented player. And he fought through some injury stuff this year, which has made make his stock drop a little bit. If he blows up the combine, then he could go in the top 15. So, you know, it's that time of year. We're not quite sure where some of these guys fit yet. But look, you need a guy, you need to keep pushing that pass rush, and he's got the talent to do that. And you know, look, he's a great fit in a 4-3, and honestly, if you move him inside in pass rush situations, he could be really dangerous there too. So at that point in the draft, a guy like that is available, I think they jump on him.
Let's talk about the guys that are around there in that area as well that also might make some sense for the Green Bay Packers. I've seen numerous mock drafts that have the Packers looking at Luther Burden III from Missouri. This is not a team that takes wide receivers, obviously, in the first round. Daniel Jeremiah was talking with Bill Huber of SI, talking about three or four wide receivers that make sense in the second round for the Packers. Would you be surprised if they went wide receiver in the first round with him?
I would, just because I think what the team needs is a veteran that Jordan Love can rely on to be at the right place at the right time and with secure hands. He needs that Keenan Allen, that Cooper Kupp, one of these guys that's available that really is a guy for Jordan Love to lean on. And if you get a receiver a little bit later that's got a little more explosiveness and things like that, can get down the field, you know, great. But I don't see that for them early in the draft, you know, going after a young guy like that, and especially given, you know, their history at the position.
All right, here's another one for you that I'm intrigued by. What about offensive linemen being possibly available around that pick? Connerly, you've got going 32, the offensive tackle from Oregon down there at 32. I don't know where you have Josh Simmons, the kid from Ohio State. That's another one. Oh, you have him at 20 to the Arizona Cardinals. Does that make sense for the Packers to go offensive tackle, knowing you have Rashid Walker and Zach Tom already?
Yeah, I'm never against picking it off. You don't have enough good offensive linemen in this league. They're coming off picking one last year. I think it would be kind of tough, again, to go first round on that. So my guess is that they'll wait a little bit longer to build the depth. And obviously, you know, center may be an issue this year for them, so they might be looking on the interior, you know, in the third, fourth round. But I think a really defensive line and secondary are really probably their main focuses in the first round this year.
All right, you have Siobhan Revel, the cornerback from East Carolina, going to the Packers in the second round at 54. I saw some guys during the season having him go in the first round, but he's coming off of injury, so I'm guessing that's why he slides.
Well, you know, to me, it's not really – he didn't really slide that. I think some people were overrating him a little bit. He's a talented guy, and if he comes back again and just blows up a combine, maybe he does end up there. But to me, he's always been an early second to mid second, and then he's coming off the injury. You know, I'm not sure what they're going to do with him in terms of, you know, where his stock's going to be. He's one of these guys that's somewhere in the second round. And look, they got Javon Bullard in the second last year. I thought that's a guy that could be available to him. He was. So I'm looking at Revel kind of in that area of the second round this year.
A couple of cornerbacks that you have in that area going after the Packers that I really like, one of which is Kobe Bryant, the cornerback, the senior from Kansas. You have sliding to 61. I argue that cornerback should be a need in this draft. Others disagree with me. Where are you at with corner and the Packers?
Well, it was a need in the last draft, and they didn't address it early enough. If they would have taken Jerrion Jones in the third round, then, you know, they'd be much better off. They absolutely need a cornerback. You don't know what's going on with Jaire Alexander. Injuries hit that position all the time. So I think in the second or third round, if not the first round, if somebody, Jay Barron, for example, out of Texas, would be a great pick if he was available for them. So I think on day one or day two, they need to pick up a guy.
Let me throw this at you. We were talking about this yesterday on the show, and that is the idea of trading up to go get somebody. You know, there's a lot of talk, as there always is with the Packers, of trading back. Again, I know that they will say this will not be in consideration, but to trade out of the first round while you're hosting the NFL draft, I think is highly unlikely at this point. You to trade up in the NFL draft to get everybody fired up to go get somebody, I think probably more likely this year of if any other year. Is there anybody up higher there in the first round? I don't know, within about 10 picks or so of the Packers, where you could see them getting excited enough to try and move up and get them?
Sure. One of the edge rushers, Donovan Arezarocu, who is Boston College, by the way, where Jeff Hafley was. There may be a connection there. Defensive linemen like Derek Harmon from Oregon, Kenneth Grant, Walter Nolan from Ole Miss would be another guy they could be looking at. A bunch of different edge rushers from Mike Green, Marshall, Williams. They could fall back on Williams. And then again, Jhené Barron, the corner from Texas, would be another guy that they could look at. And I was thinking about this before the call, and you know, it's really the potential is there for them to make a move with either Seattle or Tampa Bay at the 18-19 area to go get one of those guys that they really have their final true first round grade on. So they would have to give up probably maybe a third or maybe a fourth plus a six, you know, something like that to move up. And you know, the Seahawks haven't moved down in a while, but they're always listening. So
John Schneider's always willing to make a trade. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think that's more realistic than trading down at this point as well, because I think there'll be enough good players at 23 where they wouldn't want to trade down, you know, more than a couple of spots to get a guy that they like.
Third round, you've got the Packers going Omar Norman, Law defensive tackle from Tennessee. But there's a guy sitting there still in the third round that goes 91 to the Ravens, Jalen Royals, who I think a lot of people like out of Utah State, the wide receiver. How does he fit into Green Bay if they were to make that move?
Yeah, I would like that move. I want to see, again, he is a little banged up this year. I want to see how he's moved. He was okay at the Senior Bowl. I didn't see a lot of explosive stuff from him on the practice film, but I think he's in that range of definitely being in the mix there. And he flashed really, really often when healthy at Utah State. So that would be a fine pick for them if they haven't addressed that position yet. But again, I really hope they go get a veteran because, you know, another they don't need a guy that's going to take a couple of years to get
Correct.
Into the mix here. So, but yeah, that would be really good value for them in the third if they landed him.
I've got one other guy I want to ask about, a wide receiver that's had some momentum, I guess, from people that talk about the draft all the time. That's Isaiah Bond out of Texas, the junior. What say you about him?
He's an explosive player. He, again, kind of went through some stuff at Texas this year. He was banged up, kind of in the doghouse, didn't play as much as he could have at the end of the year. Matthew Golden was really the one that kind of shot up at the end of the year for the Longhorns, has worked himself into a top 50 spot. So Bond will probably be a value pick for somebody in the end of round two, early round three, just because there's some question marks. But once he has the ball in his hands, he's pretty electric. So he could be one of these guys, like, for example, DK Metcalf, who was a late second-round pick and, you know, became a pretty strong receiver. And so that happens with some of these guys that fall into the a little bit further than what their pure talent might tell you.
There he is, Chad Ryder, NFL draft analyst for NFL.com. Been doing it for a long, long time. Follow him on Twitter at Chad_Ryder. Chad, thank you so much, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you bet, Sparky.